T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline once again. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, welcome to Football Friday. Please tell me Hollywood told me the wrong information. Did you pick the Jags over the Dolphins this weekend?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, Mike, don't do that to us.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. Did they even play each other this weekend? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, you're not alone. Hey, you're not alone, man. There's a lot of people wondering about you. You would agree the Dolphins are the most disappointing team right now in the NFL from where they're – yeah, but not even close.
Yes. At 1-4, and to get blown off the field the way they did by the Buccaneers, when you consider that Brian Flores has 15 years experience with Tom Brady and should have been able to come up with something, especially right after – Bill Belichick had a game plan that he used against Brady to get shredded like that by Brady. And when you look at the way the offense has performed and the lingering issues with Tua and the question of whether or not they're going to go after Deshaun Watson or not, yes, I think so. And look, we know Steve Ross's history. Even though we would have said a year ago that Chris Greer and Brian Flores are in no danger whatsoever anytime soon, I think they both need to start wondering how this ends if it doesn't turn around, because Steve Ross will not hesitate to send people packing
Correct.
And start over again. He's done it before. And I remember when he fired Gase, I don't think anyone saw it coming until it happened, because they had just been in the playoffs the year before. 1 year before, they were in the playoffs, right? Or 2 years, either
two
way.
Years, yeah.
It wasn't a complete and total mess of the kind that you say this is clearly a spot where change is coming. So I think we have to start keeping an eye on change in Miami, and if they lose the Jaguars on Sunday, even more reason to keep an eye on it.
Let me ask you, you guys sit there, and you've got a lot of guys around the NFL working with you as well. What do they think has been the biggest problem with this? Has it been front office and picks? Has it been the coaching, players? What's everybody saying about this Dolphins team, why they're playing so poorly?
I just think that, and I don't want to pick on Steven Ross unnecessarily, but you know what? He's got several billion dollars that he can use to dry his eyes if he doesn't like it. I think there's just a dysfunction that goes to the top of the organization. I was in the presence of an owner at one point who lives and works in the city where his team is. And he was asked point blank, what do you think about these guys like Steven Ross who own a team in one city and live somewhere else? And the response was, I love competing against them. I mean, you can't be an absentee landlord and give the right imprint on the organization from the top to the bottom. There's always going to be a disconnect between what you want and who you are and what the team does. And we have seen dysfunction upon dysfunction. And we thought they finally had gotten it right with Greer and Flores. And they've done a masterful job of flipping assets into draft picks. But you know what? When it's time to use those draft picks, what happens? Tua, Austin Jackson, and Noah Igbinoghi. That's what happens. So, you know, I've been saying for the past few weeks, they just need to give the Texans whatever they want for Deshaun Watson. That's the Hail Mary play, I think, to save this. And they've got 2 weeks and 4 days before the window closes until 2022. And I'm still not ready to rule it out from happening. I still think, even though it's quieted down, there's a chance it could happen. And it may be that Flores and Greer realize, you know what, it doesn't matter if we have all these picks stockpiled if we're not here to actually use them.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because I was going to ask you what you thought about Chris Greer's job status coming up. But if he somehow makes a trade for Deshaun Watson, he might have saved himself, right?
Well, that's right. If Watson comes in and is able to play and plays well, and just helps the team dig out of this. It's a shame. And hey, you got two more Super Bowl trophies in the lobby of the team facility than most teams. There's plenty of teams out there that would love to have a couple of Super Bowls, but at the same time, that was a long time ago. And it just feels like the team has been caught in this cycle of dysfunction ever since Dan Marino retired. And I know that's why Stephen Ross wants a franchise quarterback. He wants a Dan Marino. And it has to be tormenting. And I know the Dolphins fans get mad when people say it, but fans get mad when people articulate the things that they're privately concerned about. And the idea that they could have had Justin Herbert, who is emerging as one of the very best quarterbacks in the NFL, and they took Tua instead, I don't get it. And, you know, I don't do the Mel Kiper thing with the draft, because I'm covering every aspect of the league. It's impossible to go deep dive on the draft prospects and then go back into a cave until college football season starts and do it all over again. I'm at it all the time. But I don't know how in the hell anybody would have had Tua ahead of Justin Herbert. I have no idea how that would have happened.
We're wondering that ourselves. That's a great question that we ask every day. Somebody's got to answer at some point. How did we take Tua over Justin Herbert? Yeah, that's a million. Well, that's going to be more than that question. Yeah.
Even before that, remember when Stephen Ross was asked about Tom Brady before the Super Bowl, just a few months before they took Tua, and he kind of shrugged at the idea. And maybe it was because Brady didn't want to play for the Dolphins, although at one point I know that the Patriots were very concerned that's where he was going to land. But it never felt like Ross was all that interested in Brady. And there were plenty of teams that are in that boat as well. The 49ers are in it because Brady wanted to go to the 49ers, and they said, no, we're fine with Jimmy Garoppolo. But, you know, these quarterback decisions, when they're made poorly, they get amplified.
Yep.
Because that guy you didn't take, that guy you didn't sign, ends up going somewhere else and playing really well. And in comparison to the guy you have, it becomes glaring. And it's unfortunate. But that's why I think it's either Watson or after the season, you basically start from scratch and decide, what are we going to do here at quarterback? And they may be drafting from a fairly high spot by the time it's said and done. Although I can't keep track whose pick they have.
No, they don't. They have San Francisco's, and Philly has theirs this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it doesn't matter, although the 49ers are 2-3, so maybe they will end up with a high first-round pick after all.
All right, so let's get into the other one that's just been crazy. With Gruden, started with Gruden and is finally working its way back to the Washington football team. What's been your thoughts? And now it's every time there's a new name. Now Adam Schefter, he doesn't look like he's real happy. And I don't know if he's putting out rumors about this Vegas thing. Mike, there's so many different parts. You might just cover this story for like the next 3 or 4 months.
Hey, Joe, it feels like the Gruden Washington football team emails broader story is the only thing I've been working on and talking about all week. And it's unfortunate because we have football games that are happening. But last night, what happens during the middle of the game? New York Times reports that NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch has emails that he sent to Bruce Allen, the guy who's kind of at the center of this whole Washington football team investigation as it relates to the emails with all the people he knew. Now, Pasch's emails, not in the same ballpark even remotely as John Gruden's, but troubling because it shows a cozy relationship at a level where the league should have every team at arm's length, no closer, no farther. It should be the same. And there's a coziness there that causes some concern. And Schefter got involved not directly through any leaks or investigations, but there was litigation between Allen and Snyder earlier this year. And the email about Schefter sending an unpublished article to Bruce Allen for his review and approval, and he called him Mr. Editor, and that created a mess earlier this week. And I think that Schefter was sufficiently irritated about the way that ESPN handled it that he authorized his representation to leak the idea that he may leave for a sports book. So this thing is just a huge mess. And here's my big picture concern about it. And this is not a defense of John Gruden, because he got what he deserved given his attitudes as articulated in those emails. I am concerned that there are 650,000 emails out there that supposedly were buried under 300 feet of reinforced concrete and never to surface again, that are being selectively utilized to take people down one after another. Now, we saw it with Gruden, and The question is, who do we see it with next? And whoever has their fingers on this trigger has the power to end careers, assuming there are other emails like this. We don't know. That's why I've been arguing for full transparency. Look, I've been arguing for full transparency since they ended the investigation. They hit Daniel Snyder with a $10 million fine and made him step aside for I don't know how long it's going to be, and I don't know whether he needs commissioner approval to come back or not. The reports are all over the place. But in the aftermath of that, I said, this isn't sufficient. This isn't satisfactory. You can't bury this information. This is all relevant. You know, when they had the incognito Jonathan Martin thing 8 years ago in Miami, the report was released, Deflategate, the report's released.
Right, the
we
whole
need
report.
Some transparency
right.
here. And if it's going to be secret, that's fine. Then let it be secret. The idea that there is someone, whether right. it's one person or more than one, who has the ability to selectively dip into these emails and, you know, cross-reference their own personal enemies list. Well, you know what? We don't like John Gruden. Oh, look at that. What a coincidence. Well, there goes John Gruden. Somebody doesn't like Jeff Pasch. What a coincidence. Now maybe there goes Jeff Pasch. Who else is in there? I don't know. And, you know, it doesn't do those people any favors if we release all the emails now. But I look at it this way. It's better to get them all out there in the open now, let the chips fall as they may, instead of giving someone this power, this very sinister and evil power and ability to target people one at a time, possibly to the point where you could go to a coach privately and say, I want you to look at these emails that you sent when you were an assistant coach with the Washington football team back in 2015. And we haven't given them to anyone. We haven't shown them to anyone. They're not going to be leaked to the media. No one's going to find out about them. You just have to make a decision about what you're going to do.
Mike.
And so the person retires, resigns, walks away,
right.
and we never find out. That is a tremendous power. We say all the time, boy, that would be something if that falls into the wrong hands. This has fallen into the wrong hands based upon what we've seen so far, and that's what troubles me the most.
Mike, I listened to you last night on Pro Football Talk on Adam Schefter. You're right. You are so right on the money. What did everybody think, this Adam Schefter? Why is it such a shock to everybody? What do you think he did? We always talk, Mike, I think for years we've talked about him leaking out stuff in favors for agents and teams if they want to get a message out, knowing that they're going to give him a bone, a nice, big, delicious bone down the road. This is how he does his business. Why is everybody now talking about journalistic integrity? It's Adam Schefter's job is to break stories, man, and he's breaking them. But how do we think he's doing it? Bruce Allen's a great example.
Well, that's right, and it's just one little sliver of how the sausage gets made for the insiders. Look, I don't know what label applies to me in this broader world, and I'm sure that there are some that people would apply that can't be repeated on an FCC-regulated radio station. But the true insider, and I don't know that it's really an insider per se, it becomes a function of 95% or more of what you do goes like this. You report on a transaction 5 minutes or less before the team announces it. That's what you do. And you cultivate the relationships, whether directly between you and the people, or you use the weight of your network that pays X billion dollars a year. So help me out here. Miles Simmons, who used to work for the Rams and the Panthers, he said they used to be told, here's how this is going to go. Schefter's going to report it, and then we're going to announce it. So whether it's Schefter or whether it's, look, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, Mike Garofalo, the three insiders at NFL Network, their paycheck is signed by Roger Goodell, for crying out loud. So this industry of insiders is rife with violations of the most basic principles of journalism. And I didn't even go to J school, and I know that it's improper and inappropriate, but ask yourself this. I'll say one last thing about it. Because every once in a while, if you follow Rappaport and Schefter, I'll use those two as the examples. Every once in a while, you'll see them tweet something that you just don't care about, like some business transaction between two agencies or something that Fanatics is doing. You know, that's part of what they have to do.
Right.
Oh, this agent has joined this firm. Nobody cares. But you know who cares? The agent who supplies Schefter and Rappaport and the others with the five-minute heads up.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You're right.
No,
that's
listen.
That's the way it works. Yeah. I'm not saying it's wrong.
No, but you're right.
Right. And I'm part of it from time to time, but I don't go looking for it. I'll give you one more example. Since I'm monopolizing the time, let me give you one more thing that I thought was very instructive, and this is when the light bulb kind of went brighter for me. And I can't tell you the name of the person, but it was a general manager of an NFL team who is believed to be close with Schefter, and is. And I was saying something. I was offering an opinion repeatedly and aggressively about something that team needed to do. Eventually, the person reached out to me and said, if you will stop doing that, I will give you our next big scoop. And I said, thank you, but no thank you. And thank you very much for confirming that that's the way that my competitors operate. and that was a moment. Wow. You know what? And that was a moment where I kind of consciously took my foot off the gas because, you know, we've got a one-stop shop of football news and information and analysis. And I don't care who breaks whether or not somebody's getting traded from one team to another, some low-level guy. I don't care about that, if I break that or not. I'm still here. People still come to my website. They just want the information. They don't care who reports it. And once I got a feel for what the underbelly of that really is, that's kind of when I started saying, you know what, we're still going to have our audience. I still have my opinions and my thoughts and my analysis. I don't need to be at the front line of this fight to be the first one to say that Matt Schaub signed a contract with the Atlanta Falcons.
Right. No, you're exact. Wow. By the way, Adam Schefter, you think he put his own story out there about Caesars?
I think that was leaked by him and his representatives. That's just my guess because guys, I've been hearing that for weeks, that Schefty and Woj are a potential package deal for a sports book, and that Schefty's looking at his next alternative, and that ESPN's not going to be able to keep him because, you know, you've got these sports books now that, yeah, the networks will pay a premium and lose money on their rights to games. I think what we're going to see is the sports books are going to pay a premium on their people who will provide them content because they're willing to spend the money on the content to draw the people in so they're there to sign up for an account with whatever sports book it is. So I think that someone else is going to offer, whoever it is going to offer Schefter dramatically more than what ESPN ever will, and he's out the door. And I think it came out the other night because he was pissed off that they forced him to eventually issue a statement where he expressed regret and said he shouldn't have sent that article to Bruce Allen for Allen to review and comment on, and he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have. I don't know how rare it is. He called it rare. I don't know. That's just the one we know about. But I think he was upset. That,
right.
You know, he didn't think ESPN had his back in that moment because again, that's how it works. That's how the sausage is made. And I think the easiest way to defend Schefter in this regard is to say, yeah, they all do that to some degree or another. They're all compromised in one way or another, and that's how they get word of transactions 5 minutes before they happen.
Unbelievable. Mike, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you next week, and hopefully you are so wrong about that pick you made for this game.
You can remind me on Friday, and I'll act like I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No Gatorade bath for Urban
this
weekend.
Mike. Yeah, not yet, hopefully. Thanks, Mike.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com bringing the heat.
Yeah, a little fired up about the Schefter thing. Ready to go. Hey, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, man. Get you out this weekend. You're starting to look around for some new looks out there. Yeah, your lease is up. You want to get something for the kids and just starting to put that list together. Make sure you spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got convenient locations all over Dade and Broward, even in Monroe County. And we got the best overall products we've ever had. And we got some great deals for you. Yeah. But more importantly, got a bunch of new looks. And I want to tell you about some of the new looks, especially on the SUV family, because we're really proud of our SUV family. And they're doing really well right now. Like the new big boys. Yeah, the new Tahoe. Love my Tahoe. Love driving my Tahoe. And I love that new Suburban, too. Got a brand new look. And guess what the Tahoe and Suburban have in common besides a new look? A new sporty look. Got more space. We decide to give our SUVs more space. So if you're going to be comfortable, we're going to make you really comfortable. And then how about the midsize SUV with its new look? Oh, that Traverse is fantastic. It's got plenty of room for that growing family of yours, especially in the back seat. And what a great look. Oh, my gosh. An Equinox SUV. I've been talking about it. It really is fun to drive. Style. Plenty of substance for you that I know I know you're going to like so much. Even the Blazer family. Some of the new looks we have there have got everybody all fired up. Silverado trucks, we got them everywhere. You'll see it when you drive by. There's trucks everywhere. And you know what that means? That means with that truck, that great-looking truck, to fit your lifestyle, we got a great price for it right now. So this weekend, spend a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers and find out why South Florida Chevy dealers are calling these the best overall products with great deals. Take some test drives this weekend while you've got some time. You're absolutely going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.